Time now for Know Your Heart, a weekly conversation with physicians of Carolina Cardiology on how to care for the health of your heart.
And back with us on Know Your Heart this week is Dr. Andy Brenio here at Carolina Cardiology. His specialty is heart rhythms, and we were talking about just a common occurrence that you see all the time here in your practice, AFib.
Yeah.
So when somebody comes in and you've done your diagnosis, is it a simple discussion about you can correct this yourself in many cases, or is it going to require a more broad treatment?
That's a very good question. Atrial fibrillation, unfortunately, does require the ongoing care of, at a minimum, a cardiologist and in some cases an electrophysiologist like myself. There are many things that can be done, including medications to help stop the arrhythmia, to suppress it. We do procedures called ablations to assist with directly treating the arrhythmia. Some patients can require the placement of a pacemaker. And oftentimes, because atrial fibrillation increases your risk of having a stroke, patients are placed on a blood thinner. These are the kinds of things that we're assessing at our first visit of where are we going with your atrial fibrillation? Is this, which route are we going to take? Since although the arrhythmia is the same, it's really the patient that makes it different and guides the management of what's right for the individual person. So that's what we work on here together when you come and sit and visit and talk about atrial fibrillation.
You made a very complicated topic sound very simple. Dr. Andy Brenio, thank you.
Know Your Heart is brought to you by Carolina Cardiology Associates, dedicated to improving your quality of life. Learn more online at CarolinaCardiologyAssociates.com.